Where is your fire? Is a question you would ask a believer who is beginning to lose fire. Where is your fire? Where is your fire? A believer who is beginning to act beside himself. Where is your fire? Some people got born again. In fact, everybody got born again. You want to do things for God. Amen. Recently, just I can say this because this just happened recently. I got someone born again, and Femi got the person filled with the Holy Ghost. So I got to have an encounter with the person in terms of a conversation, and the person was so excited to be born again. You know, when the person was telling me about how he was excited to be born again, I get to see it all the time. I speak to people who got saved, and when they tell me about their experiences, it will take me back to 99 when I got saved. So it is the same experience. Amen. I just want to fill the whole earth with people born again. I just want to serve God. I just want to win souls. Right? I just want to talk about Jesus. Talk about it. Amen. But what will keep you is, where is your fire? Meaning tomorrow, if I don't see that, I will ask you, where is your fire? Hallelujah. Where is your passion? Now, you can put that word fire, change it to passion also. Where is your passion? You can say, where is your fervency? Where is your fervency? We know you. When you got saved, you started cell. Pam, 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 pam. Your cell was boom. And you lay hands. In fact, you are HQ of laying on of hands. I remember one time like that. I was going to Protestant church to go and study. Because I usually would leave my house to Protestant church. I say Protestant church, not Calvinism church. The Protestant church to go and study. So I carried my Bible, I was going. So as I was climbing the staircase, I saw some people on the floor. And I looked again, these are my members. So. One of Simi's cousin. I don't know, you like to lay hands on that sister, why? Tosin. Toyosi. I saw her on the floor. I see this is my member. So I was supposed to go upstairs to go and pray. They were using the middle floor. I mean to go and study. So I came down. Like, I didn't understand what was happening. So I came through one of the classes and I peeked. I saw Sammy just lay hands. The lady was on the floor. I said, pray up! Let us say it. Pray up! Everyone shouted, oh! Amen. I heard someone else that's like that. His Femi. That Femi is the grandmaster. If as his lame hands, if you are falling, they will catch you. You say you are going nowhere. These hands must be complete. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Held it up. Take it again. Even when you are on the floor, you go to the floor. All you have to take is complete this. Amen. Amen. And today, you're not having services. For the past 2 years, you've not laid hands. We should ask you, where is your fire? We should ask you, where is your fire? Now, we are no longer talking about power of Holy Ghost. We are now doing the Greek word. And the Hebrew word is katatismos. Prayer! We used to know how you used to pray. If you don't see anything to hold, you hold the wall. Now, prayer, the Greek word for supplication, the Hebrew word is from the Hebrew word that means to say petition, to release petition in order that talking grammar. I will not pray. We should ask you, where is your fire? Where is your fire? who knows you. How you will get on the street. You are preaching. You will go to preach. You see a sick person, lay hands. You preach. You get men saved. You go and do discipleship. Now, we can't even find disciples. All your disciples are gone abroad. You don't even have a disciple. You can't even see a deer around you. You don't even do follow-up. But then you go and do evangelism now. Are you looking for shortcuts? Where is your fire? See. God will demand for your fire. So where is your fire? Where is your fire for service? Where is your fire? Even now we'll be done with this meeting. Oh, charge up. I'll get home and use kunu to soak it down. The first thing they will do when they get home is to go and sleep. Sleep and wake up by 15 minutes to 8 tomorrow. Oh, today's end of year service. Just get up and say, man, only thing you say about GPLR is, what a meeting. What a meeting. Oh, all the sleep, I should have slept on my water bed. I miss my bed so much. Miss this bed. Ah, be sleeping on top of wood. Paco. I've been sleeping on. Anyway. Me and mosquito have been fighting just like me last night. I fought mosquito. With all the mosquito coil. I fought mosquito. I just said, let me help my life and go and sleep in the car. This fight is useless. Right? But after the end, I say, I miss my bed. Let me sleep. Now water it down. Hallelujah. So in this exhortation, we're going to look at what should I do with this fire I'm receiving from here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to look at that also. What do I do with this fire? So we said, God will demand of your fire from you. Fire for service. And we said yesterday that fire for service comes first. Right? Primary, fire for serving the Lord. Serving the Lord should be first. And how we serve the Lord is with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I told us, fire of the Holy Ghost is not to kill your enemy. Stop it. Fire of the Holy Ghost is to get you geared up, get you prepared for service. Fire of the Holy Ghost is for service. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. It's for service. It's for his work. And it comes first. Hallelujah. It comes first. So, we have a responsibility. 1 Thessalonians, quickly. Chapter 5, verse 19. It says, quench not the Spirit. We have the word, quench not the Spirit's fire. Quench not the Spirit's fire. If you say quench not the Spirit's fire, it means it can be quenched. It can be quenched. Hallelujah. You can quench the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, stop. I want to say something off my notes. Fire of the Holy Ghost, I was led to say this to us. Fire of the Holy Ghost is tangible in service. You know, when you see someone, you know, some people will think, oil on my head. What's the other one? Oil on my head. It's not that one. Yeah. Oil on my head. Increasing my hands. Right? Now, it's not just oil that is on your head. Fire is on your head. Amen. Fire is tangible. The first time in the book of Acts, where we saw fire of God, was in Acts 2, right? And the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So that means the fire of the Holy Ghost for service will be to be filled with the Holy Ghost for service. Amen. Hope you're following me. It's to be filled with the Holy Ghost for service. And I told you to be filled with the Holy Ghost will be seen. Somebody, people, like, the fire of the Holy Ghost is something that another person will see. It is contagious. Amen. When people get come close to you, do they catch fire? When people come close to you, do they want to do the work of God? Or they come close to you and their fire dies. Only thing you talk about A to Z in your life is how to tap. Anybody that comes close to you become a tapper. Anybody that comes close to you, you go and open Telegram account and be tapping. Oh God, you don't get fire. Amen. Amen. I can bet you, if you are close to any of your pastors and then you don't have passion for the work of ministry, oh God, leave our church. Amen. Because you can't be close to us and then you lose fire for ministry. You can't be close to us and you lose fire for ministry. It means that we have lost it. Amen. It means we have lost it. Don't you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be close to how? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So as a believer, do others come to you to catch fire? Or when they come to you, you kill their fire. Full of gossip. As they were praying. You did not see what happened as they were praying. Now wow. This life is only God that knows who is serving him. Something is wrong with your brain. That is what people know you for. Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's what we know you for. Gist. 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 Glory to God. When a believer, listen to this. When a believer doesn't attract fire, then that believer has no fire. I'll put it like this. When a believer doesn't stir up people's fire, the believer has no fire. Because what you have that you give. Amen. If you don't have a prayer life, you cannot give somebody else a prayer life. If you don't have a study habit, you cannot give somebody a study habit. Amen. Amen. Watch out for those people. And when you get close to them, you lose the fire. Watch out for them. Hallelujah. And I know they are not in our church. Hallelujah. We are men that are stirred up with the fire of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. Some people, you get close to them, you begin to tap. Time you used to pray, you are doing. Pray now. You are even praying, you are tapping. I've not met my numbers. Do you think it's prayer burden? They don't know that you are tapping. It's money you are looking for. Oshisko. Oshisko. Amen. Amen. Go with the God. Because I have tappers around me. There are plenty around me. Tappers around me. In the night they are tapping. They will leave me, oh. They will leave me, the man of God. Enter into the room. Because they don't want me to yap them. They'll go and be tapping. They'll leave the man of God. I'm going to be tapping. They can tap for 1 hour. Just the tapping. Where is your fire? Meaning I can quench the fire. Right? I can quench the fire. I can quench the fire. So people are going to see that quenching the fire is not by doing no activity. Quenching the fire is by doing an activity and neglecting an activity you are supposed to be doing. Amen. You quench the fire with activity and neglecting activity that you are supposed to do. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 3. We were here yesterday. First Samuel chapter 3. He says, and the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was scarce in those days, and there was no open vision. Man of God is no longer having vision. The gift of the Spirit is now dropping. The gift of the Spirit is called charisma, right? Right? Charisma. The gift is of God. Now, the gift of Spirit has now lost relevance in their life. Man of God. We know you used to speak in tongues for 5 hours. Now, 10 minutes, you are looking for bed to lie down. Ole. You are not looking for somewhere to lie down. Hallelujah. You are losing your fire. You are losing your spiritual speed. Amen. You don't know you have spiritual steeds. Amen. Like Sister Ada would say, we are kinging. You are losing your spiritual kingship. Amen. There was no open vision. And it came to pass that when Eli lay down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim and he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. The lamp of God went out. The fire of God went out. That was the reason why the man of God couldn't see. That was the reason why the man of God does not have visions. Fire at law. It has gone. Hey! But that never be your portion. Hallelujah. When we look for fire, we will not see fire in your life. Lord, may that never be my portion. Hallelujah. My fire will not go down. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:14. Before we get to 4:14, look at what he says to Timothy first in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. He says, I did I say 16? Sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. He says, wherefore I put you in remembrance that I stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Remember, I told you that the fire of God, fire for service is fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost is fire for the things of the Spirit. I said that yesterday, right? Fire for the things of the Spirit. Fire for the charisma of God. Fire for the things of, for supernatural things, right? Right? Yes, sir. In the work or in the service of the Lord. Now he says, stir up the gift of God. Meaning he tells a man of God to stir up a pastor. He tells him to stir up the gift of God. Instructions. I told you, as a Christian, we live by instructions. What are you hearing me? Say, stir up the gift of God. Meaning, the fire of God is something that you do consciously. It's something you stir up consciously. You keep it up. It means there to fan it to flame. Keep fanning it to flame. Remember, stop. In Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 into 13, let's get back there. What, I know I told you to open 1 Timothy, I know what I said to. But get back to Leviticus. I think I have to show you something here now. Leviticus chapter 6. Look at what it says. It says, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Now, it didn't say, it said it shall not be put out. Meaning, if you go out, when you take on activity that you are not supposed to take, right? It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. So that means for the fire to stay, the priest has a work to do. You see that? So that means the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire for service, is something you have to do something to ensure it is still on. You see that? You have to take on activities to keep it burning. You have to take on activities to keep it burning. The fire of the Holy Ghost. You have to take on activities to keep it burning. He says, the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Verse 13 says, the fire shall never burn, shall ever be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. So, it shall never go out. This is an instruction to the priest to ensure you put wood on it. To ensure you keep it burning. That means the fire of the Holy Ghost is something that you have to do something about every day. Amen. It's something I have to do something about every day. The fire for service, fervency, is something I have to do something about every day. Every day. Every day. I should not be lethargic. I should not be slothful. Meaning I can become slothful. I can become sluggish. Amen. Amen. I can lose my steam. Lose my steeze with the things of the Spirit. I can lose my steam. I can lose my composure. I can lose my fire. But to keep the fire burning, I have to do something about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said to you, we don't have expert Christians. We have consistent Christians. We don't have experts in the things of the Spirit. There are no experts. There are no specialists. Amen. We have people who have been consistent for years doing the same thing. I told us that someone asked me in 2015, when we were just 10 years in ministry, and asked me, how was I relevant? How have I been relevant in ministry? That for me was a very funny question. I have been relevant. I'm just 10 years in the work of ministry. And I know of people who have been there for ages. And how have I been relevant? I said, well, I just do the same thing. I don't know what he was trying to hear. I just do the same thing every time. Pray. I pray. I evangelize. I study. Pray, study, and evangelize. That's what I say. Amen. That's what I do. I do it every time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes you test yourself. Glory to God. Some people, they've not done evangelism for the past 1 year. They've not spoken to one person about Jesus. Take them now to go and do evangelism. You'll be talking rubbish. Talking rubbish. You say, see. How many of you know that? Experience on evangelism is different from sharing the word in church. You can share the word in church. The Greek word. Will you go out to meet an unbeliever and say the Greek word? The Greek word for sin is hamartia. It means you miss the mark. You miss the mark. Right? Did they tell you I have mark? You miss the mark. You miss the mark. And Jesus has his salvation, which is the Greek word for salvation is soteria. I mean soteriology or soteria. From the another word sozo. Where you now have the you'll not be looking at you. You know, Jesus is the sozo. He has come. So that you just accept him. Have faith in him. That word faith is the word pistis. Just be looking at this. No. Do you want to be saved now? I don't know what you are saying. No. You don't. I said be saved is the word pistis from the word pistio. Let me give you references to that word. Unbeliever. Unbeliever, fire tick. How do they call it? Your fire has gone. Otilo. What you have is cold water. Some people, you see, let me tell you the truth. A pastor can mistake, especially for pastors and leaders, where you now have people that are not under you. You can now feel so big. You can get to that point, you feel so big that it's not evangelism. Isn't it evangelism? It's evangelism now. Let me just be teaching the word. The day you go and do the evangelism, you discover that, Baba, you don't miss a move. Amen? It's something about go for evangelism. You go for evangelism. They say, talk to somebody about the Holy Ghost so that you will receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. They're doing tongues. Tongues is glossia. It's glossia. It has a root word in the Hebrew, Isaiah. Oga evangelism. You are given 2 minutes to get someone filled with the Holy Ghost. You're talking about glossia. Glossolalia. Amen. You don't lose fire. That's what it means. Amen. Don't substitute it. There's a difference between when you are teaching people God's word, right? You are teaching people God's word. And you are also getting people saved. Glory to God. The pastor said one time he went to a church where he was made to come and handle the church. So he saw all their pastors, elders in church. And so they were like, okay, pastors, so say, let's go and do evangelism. He went out with them. Discovered that pastors could not evangelize. Pastors, because it's been long. What you've left it for a long time. Get back on the streets. I'm talking to leaders, pastors, everybody. Get back to the streets. You have disciples, win more souls. Amen. Nothing is wrong too if you win souls too and give it to your disciples to disciple while you are discipling them to disciple others. Hallelujah. But pastors, make sure you win souls. I said that to pastors, right? Recently. I had meetings with your pastors and I told them. Amen. Because we're having works coming out. So I told your pastors that all pastors will have a cell. So you have to win souls and start discipling our souls and discipling others too. So don't be scared. My pastor will not have my time again. You still have your time. Don't worry. They have capacity to have your time and have time too for people. And have time for your own disciples that you too will raise. Hallelujah. You know, this is the time where Aya Otiku will say, I want to be in my pastor's cell. But she has to be a cell leader. Amen. Do you understand that? So I want to be my pastor's cell. I want my pastor to be my cell leader. But she has to have a cell. Glory to God. I'm trusting the Lord that from everyone seated down here will be cell leaders. Not just cell leaders, PCU leaders. Amen. Pioneers of works. Glory to God. We're going to pioneer works in the year 2025. I pray for you. That from here, from GPLR, men that will pioneer works will come out from here. And I mean everybody from here will pioneer works in 2025. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you can't afford to lose your fire. You can't afford. You can't afford. See, I'm not a man of God. I told your pastors. I told them, being a pastor is not an end point. See, I've gotten to the height of ministry. I'm not a pastor. You think it's like becoming an awu. Another rank. I'm not an awu. Awu. By awu. No other rank again. Awu. No. Being a pastor is a function and responsibility. Hallelujah. Not an end point. Somebody can be a pastor today and tomorrow is no longer a pastor. You don't know. God forbid that for you. You're working for God will not be in the past. You will not be working. You will not be giving testimony about yourself and say, I used to serve God. No. Your service of God will be in the continuous. Will be in the continuous. I serve God every day of my life. Not just for 1 year, for decades and decades upon decades. Till I leave the earth, I will be found serving the Lord all through my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I won't lose my fire. I won't lose my fire. I won't be like Eli. That couldn't know when somebody was praying. He didn't know. He told the woman she was drunk. He couldn't even detect spiritual activity. He couldn't even see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, 1 Timothy, what I ask you to open, chapter 4, verse 14. We are ready. 1 Timothy 4, 14. Oh Lord, my God. We ask, O Lord, that you give us rain. Every grass in the field, our hearts are open wide to receive your rain. Let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain
upon every heart. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain upon every heart.
1 Timothy 4:14 says, neglect not the gift of the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Amen. Neglect it not. So that means I can neglect the gift of God. I can neglect the things of the Spirit. Amen. I can begin to neglect them. I can begin to treat it with levity. I can begin to tone down the tone or turn down the tone on the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said the laying on of hands. That means when hands are laid on you, is that to the end that the things of God are transferred. To the end that the fire of God, right, is transferred. It's to the end. But it can be transferred and then you do nothing about it. It can be received and then you neglect it. And then you treat it like nothing. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5, what we read, it said, despise not prophesying. Do you see that? Despise not. Neglect not instructions. Neglect not. Despise not. Don't treat it as not. Don't treat it as nothing. Amen. So when I begin to treat spiritual activities as nothing, I'm losing my fire. Amen. I'm losing my fire. So how do I know I'm losing the fire? I've said one, right? When you begin to treat the things of the Spirit with levity. When you begin to treat it with levity. You begin to talk anyhow. Some people talk anyhow. Some people will find them talking about tongues anyhow. Mocking tongues. Listening to jokes where they are insulting tongues and you are laughing. You are contributing laugh. Never again. I don't listen to jokes where they talk about pastors. Because I must value spiritual things. I must value supernatural things. I don't listen to jokes about it. I don't even listen to critics that criticize miracles again. Some people will just be listening and then you'll be laughing. Somebody is yabbing tongues and you are laughing. Somebody is yabbing prayer and you are laughing. Repent today. Repent today. Amen. Stop it. Stop it. You are treating supernatural things anyhow. If you laugh at miracle signs and wonders, you won't have it in your life. That's how the things of the Spirit work. If you laugh at the fire of God in someone's life, some people laugh at people that carry out the things of God with fire. They laugh at them. They laugh at them. You won't see such in your life. See somebody, so you say, that guy is just a radical for Jesus. What about you? No, me. We are no longer, when I was young, when I used to do those things. Are you okay? I remain a radical for the rest of my life. I don't outgrow being a radical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See today, you guys call it tongues trolling. See today, I still pray in tongues along the streets. See today, I cannot outgrow it. I didn't start yesterday. I started right from time. Amen. Started years and decades back. Amen. I started years ago to start praying on the street. So I cannot outgrow it. Even if I'm 70, I'll still come out on the street and walk. I'll come down from the car. Amen. We'll be driving. What is inside us, that tongue, is because of the song you are listening to. Let it rain, so we pray. Come down! Amen. I'm a radical forever. Amen. It will not be said of me, I lost my fire. It will not be said of me, Jesus, I will stay with this fire, Lord. I will stay with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You now see somebody now praying on the road and speaking in tongues on the road. You are now saying, why will you be praying on the road? I used to do it. Ah, these are things we used to do when we were still in the pews.
Okay.
You, it is now that you are in the pews. You have lost it. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Are there things you stopped doing? Are there things you have stopped doing? Maybe because you think you have outgrown them. But they were for Jesus. Then you will go to hospitals and lay hands on the sick. Now you no longer do it. God is calling you back to them. Then you can go ahead. Go house to house and do evangelism. But now, no more. Then you engage people. Even on the inside the bus, you stand up to preach. Now, no longer do it. You can't even remember when you preached inside the bus. God is calling your heart back to it again. Then you just enter the bus. You're not going anywhere, but you just enter bus and pay money for transport just to preach. Now, you're not a man of God. You're not a senior brother of God. You no longer do those things. God is calling your heart again to it. God is calling your heart again to those things. It's time to pick it up again. Pick up the fire again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do I know I'm losing the fire? The question is, I'll answer that with questions. How do you respond to prayer? To tell how you are losing the fire. Whether you are still having the fire or you're losing it. How do you respond to prayer? I told you, there's only one failure in the Christian life and everything responds to, and that is prayer failure. When there's prayer failure, there's every failure. Once there is a prayer failure, and in this meeting, we're catching burdens for prayer. I'll explain that before we go, please. Someone should remind me in this teaching. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer failure. Once there's a prayer failure, there's a total Christian failure. Prayer failure. So how do you respond to prayer? How do you respond? From being a responsibility where you wake up to pray. No, let me tell you, prayer is a responsibility. You don't need to feel like praying before you pray. Amen. It's a responsibility. It's the life of the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, for the spirit of supplication, now let me talk about today. In this year, beyond your prayer time, your prayer responsibility time, right? Times you set to pray, times you are praying, you can receive in those prayer times, you can receive outside those prayer times, burdens. That is the spirit of supplication. You can receive burdens to pray. I just been stirred to pray in a certain direction. Amen. Now, when you have such burdens, don't let burdens to pray go or postpone. Don't postpone burdens to pray. Burdens to pray might require immediate or will require immediate attention. Amen. Immediate attention. You pray out those burdens. Sometimes you have to excuse yourself to go and pray out those burdens. Hallelujah. When you feel, it's not a feeling like, I just want to pray, I don't want to pray. No, you have that burden. Like a weight on you to pray. Now. Amen. We're going to have that in multiplicities in the year 2025. Multiplicities. Do not say, lots of people, they are too civil. They maybe respect myself. Like the way my friend, we used to do years back, Tunde, one day like that, we're done with our meeting. So we're going back home from S5. So we're just going back home, and on the road, we're just praying in tongues. And I was just in tongues. Bah, 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 bah. Didn't have to be this man. They will tie us with chain and say, if they're born there, we'll let them tie us. Amen. Amen. You just have that burden to pray. I shared with us about how a brother in church was supposed to have been dead by electrocution. But God stirred the heart of someone to pray at that point. In fact, the Lord stirred the heart of the cell leader. The cell leader did not pray. But when that thing happened, I needed to find out. I'm the pastor. I was like, things don't happen in church without God letting us know. Amen. So I said, no. I need to know what happened. So I called the cell leader. I told the cell leader, were you at this point led to pray? He said, yes. I said, did you pray? He said, no. I said, okay. I then called the brother. Amen. Which is Pastor Garba. I said, were you led to pray? I know you might not even remember the thing that I'm saying. At that so point, he said yes. I said, what did you do? You see that? That was when he now said, at that point, he didn't even know what was happening to his brother, but he was led to pray. Right? So he went in to pray at Protestant Church. Just pray it out. Most times you will not know the details of what you are praying for. But just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. So he prayed. That was when they were told that his brother was electrocuted. Even the doctors were amazed that he was still alive. With the level of, well, he had injuries, but with the level of current that passed through his body, he was supposed to suspend his heart. But he was alive. What kept him alive? Prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to share with us about two couples who wanted to sleep one time. And they were led to pray all through the night. They didn't know what they were praying for, but they just got up speaking in tongues. And they prayed in tongues. Prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues that night. They prayed in tongues that night. Prayed it well. So, by morning they both went to work. They were called from their office that the GP tank that was right in front of their house fell. And fell into their room and landed on their bed. So what do you think would have happened that night? That tank would have given way. And they would be sleeping. But they were stirred up to pray. Did you see that? They were stirred up to pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when you pray, when you have such burdens, don't think about it. Don't say, I'll pray it tomorrow. Some people, that is a sign of you don't have fire. I know one thing about the things of the Spirit. If you keep neglecting like that, you get to a point where you no longer hear again. And that's what has happened to some people. They've always postponed the promptings of the Spirit to pray, the promptings of the Spirit to pray, till they no longer align to hear again. Now, I know that the Spirit of the Lord is not prompting their heart, but their heart is now seized with hot iron. That they don't even know when God is prompting them to pray. For today, your sensitivities are opened. Open to know when God is prompting your heart to pray. Your sensitivities is opened by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will know. You will know. You will know when to pray. You will know to see burdens to pray. And you pray them out. You will pray them out. Even that some people want to see, what is the burden about? Oh, guys, not your business. Pray it out. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's see something. So prayer failure, right? How do I know I'm losing the fire? How do you respond to prayer? So you don't reduce your prayer life to when you feel like praying. If you live your prayer life the way you feel like praying, you will not pray for 1 year. Amen. Those points where the Spirit of the Lord, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. In 2025, I see that the Lord just impressed this on my heart to say now. I see that many of us will be drawn out of our beds. So most of your nights in this year will be for prayer. You will sleep, but the Lord will wake you up from sleep. Now, you must be sensitive to know it's the Lord. Because Other things can wake you up. It might be somebody shouted and then you woke up. It might be you wanted to urinate and you woke up. It might even be a cat that they meow and you woke up. It might even be a rat. But the Lord is going to get you either ways to stand up from your bed. Now, He's going to stir your heart to pray. Even in your weakest moments. You know when you're waking up, you are still between the living and the sleep. You know that. Amen. Your bed is still hungering you. But it's going to stir your heart to pray. You just have that witness in your spirit to pray. Even in your weak body. And you're not just going to pray 2 minutes. Hope you're hearing me. You're not going to watch how feeble your leg is. As let me sit down and continue prayer. No, you're going to stand. You stood for 18 hours already. You're going to stand to pray. You pray the burden till you pray it out. Hope you're hearing me. You know how to pray the burden till you pray it out? You pray it till you know I've prayed it out. Glory to God. Let me share this with you. In getting prepared for GPLR, like I said to us, everything you guys prayed in GPLR, I prayed them. So I went to pray. So there's why I said that the second prayer point about the church was very important. I did not say it because I felt like saying it. I said it because that was what I was prompted to do. So I slept that I actually allotted time to pray on all the prayer points before we got here. And I'll pray them all through. But I got to that of praying for church. And it is God that when I wanted to skip to the other ones, right? There was just that witness in my heart that I have not prayed it out. Did you see that? I knew that I've not prayed this body now. So I didn't go to the others. Do you understand? I stayed on that one. Till I knew that I had prayed it out. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I was sharing with Pastor Joy that when I went to pray, I didn't pray under my breath for 1 second. I prayed shouting all through the hours I was there praying. All through. Was I tired? At some point, I felt like vomiting. But I held myself. Amen. Amen. Hope you're with me. I felt like I should just vomit everything in my stomach. But you know what? Something was stronger than the vomit. At some point, I felt my whole legs were. I don't have legs anymore. But I was not praying under my breath. I was praying aloud or true. The place was empty, so I was not praying aloud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, there are times when you know that you've not prayed that prayer out. So you just have to pray it, even if you are weak in your body. Right? Prayer is a responsibility. Don't make it a choice. It's a responsibility. Don't make it a choice. It's a responsibility. Don't make it what you can do or not do. It's a responsibility. So when I don't pray, I'm irresponsible. So like I said, we'll be woken. The Lord will wake us at night to go and urinate. You think it's just to urinate. Usually I don't used to urinate at night. Now wake up to go and urinate. You don't want to go back and lie down. Say, no! Pray. You have to pray. Amen. Pray till you pray out the whole body. And you know you'll not pray out the body in 5 minutes. So don't give 5 minutes. You know you'll not pray it out in 30 minutes. Don't put 30 minutes in your mind. You know you'll not pray it out in 45 minutes. Don't put 45 minutes. The minimum time is 1 hour. I'm giving us as a church. 1 hour, I'm giving you, so as you say, it's not his instruction. So the minimum time to pray out anybody, minimum time is 1 hour. Amen. Pray till you pray it out. I woke up and I was weak like this. I prayed like that. Start like that. Amen. Amen. But pray it. Glory to God. You'll be used to it. Glory to God. How do you feel when you are asked to pray? I'm just talking about how do you respond to prayer? How do you feel when you are asked to pray? You will tell whether you are losing the fire. How do you feel when you are asked to pray? Let them pray. Like the people who were here, when you started the long hours prayer, you felt like just opening the gate and going home. I'm tired. Just let me just go home. Don't worry, it's not you alone. It has happened to me before. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just say, what is all this one now? Let me just be going home. I beg. Amen. How do you feel? How do you feel when you are asked to pray? Every two minutes, you'll be looking at the clock. All this long thing I've said is just 2 minutes. And then the clock will be slower than God. Because you think you are praying out God's will. One minute, 10 seconds. Amen. How do you feel? We have to pray. You're always taking time. You are losing the steam. You are losing your steam. Hope you're hearing me. You are losing your steam. You are not checking time. Just like somebody who is fasting and always going to the fridge. What are you looking for inside fridge? You are fasting. What concerns you and fridge? Just go and check the fridge. No, I'm just checking the fridge. I just want to check the fridge. Or you're always, you are fasting. You're always going to the kitchen. God help me. You know, those are the two times where the time is always slow. When you are fasting and when you are praying. The time is always slower than God. Now I'm going to stand near the fridge. You want to cool off the fast or what? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How often do you obey your prayer time? How will tell? How often do you obey your prayer time? Will tell whether you are still carrying the fire. How do I know I'm losing the fire? How easy is it for you to flow with the Holy Ghost? How easy is it? I showed us that when we're looking at the school of the Spirit, right? How easy are you becoming rusty? You can become rusty with the things of the Spirit. Give tongues and intervention. You, that are always vibrating. So you say, give tongues. The Lord said, I saw. I do. But now, flow with the Holy Ghost. So for praying tongues, says, God talk now. You are not catching body to flow with the Holy Ghost. Okay. You now start talking and then we can't even see fire in how you are flowing. Amen. We can't even, you know, fire is something that is contagious. You can see it. Amen. You are flowing and then I say, two, three. No. You are becoming sluggish. Amen. You're becoming sluggish. What, how do you flow with the things of the Spirit? Look at your last four flows with the Holy Ghost towards another brother. How many of them, tell yourself the real truth. How many of them was without your emotions? Amen. You know what I mean by your emotions? Amen. Amen. Look as if I was responding to just now. Amen. Glory to God. How many of it was without your emotion? You know what I mean by your emotion? Where you see it, but I don't know what to say. Now I remember what you told somebody last year. I'm bringing it to tell her. God will judge you because you are lying. Amen. Some people predetermine, they are coming for a meeting and they say flow. And then you have already predetermined, you've already said, this is what I'm going to flow with. I'll say, you have practiced what to say. Okay, you have lost fire. If there's no smoke on that fire, it's just dry charcoal. No smoke. I would say there's a big hole. I see a big potter. And there's a coming in. So that's how I would say it. There's a coming in and it's moving forward. Okay. Sometimes flow of the Spirit will mean to give. People think when it comes to the flow of the Holy Ghost, it's just to talk about good things. So there's a coming in and there's a going out. Oh yeah. Yeah. But flow of the Holy Ghost. Look at John. I mean Revelation. Flow of the Holy Ghost. Revelation chapter 2. Flow of the Holy Ghost is, you also find, go back to where you are falling. If not, the Lord will come and take away the candlestick. Did you see that? Repent! It's flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember one time like that. I and my friend, we went to the hospital to pray for people. Right? And I wanted to lay hands. My friend now said, the Lord said we should not lay hands on this man. I said, why? He just turned to the man. He said, the Lord said you took offering in your church. Go and return that offering money. If not, this sickness will continue until you return it. But me, I wanted to lay hands. I said, okay. Well, I said, God bless the leading of his spirit. That's great. And says, I did not lay hands. I wanted to, because I would lay hands. I just came. I said, yeah. So he was the one that would always pray in tongues while I'm laying hands. So he now said, Pastor Smart, the Lord said you shouldn't lay hands on that man, on this man. I said, why? You know, why? He said, sir, the Lord said the reason why you are here is because you took offering money in church. You spent offering money. Go and return it. If not, this sickness will continue. You think it's funny. But that was the truth. What happened to Ananias and Sapphira? They died. And, I did not lay hands, so I go and lay hands and carry what I'm not supposed to carry. Let's be going. Onto the nest. Now it's sorted out. Onto the nest. Amen? Very simple. It's such a, and that is leading of the Spirit. Leading of the Spirit. You are the one that thinks leading of the Spirit must always be. You shall move from 2 to 3. From 4 to 5. You are the one that thinks so. Leading of the Spirit can also be the Lord saying you should stop and not do that thing again. Don't do it again. You know what I'm talking about. Because you should stop. Next time you try it. And that will be move of the Holy Ghost. You say, God, let it not be me. So, you don't do bad things. Because the day the Lord will get you in the garden of believers, even yourself will be shocked. And let the prophet, let the man of God now mention your name. You. Now say, you. No, it's you. It's you I'm talking to. The Lord said, if you try it again. Jesus, help me. God has caught me. Amen. But that is also flowing with the Holy Ghost. We receive caution. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can come and then you receive caution for people. You can be in a meeting and then the Lord said there's an open door for you, but the Lord said you shouldn't enter it. Don't try to enter it. And you to be with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the fire of the Holy Ghost. So that theology that teaches you that flowing with the Spirit will always be good talk. No, you also have rebuke. You also have correction. You also have instruction there. Amen. 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 Open with me. And that it will be called flowing with the Holy Ghost. So how easy do you flow? As you flow. How easy do you get on to flow? Watch it. Remember, I told you, it's just you and God that know whether you are in that flow or not. Right? Aha. How easy is it? You have cooked it up. if I meet Ayo, I'll tell her, there's promotion. Yeah. If I see Sister Miracle, I'll tell her about what? You see, husband. Don't let me say you're talking from experience. Amen. You just cook it up. Amen. If I see this guy, he likes to do this, is here. I'll tell him about the spirit of this age. Did you see? I catch Dixon. This is my thing. Ah! I tell him the Lord says you exercise. Get on the gym. Get on the walk. Fast more. There's a call to fasting, sir. Sir, you bear that witness. There's a call to fast more. And pray more. Oh God, your problem is the size. You just want him to cut the fast. Amen. Well, you know that you have just lied. Amen. Glory to God. You know, you're laughing over it, but it's serious. It's serious. And we will get to do it. But no. Hallelujah. I come in plain when I'm coming for a Holy Ghost meeting. Come in plain. I make sure I watch my heart. So that means, well, for you to know that I make sure I watch my heart, it means those tendencies too have tried to come. Did you see that? But I watch my heart. I said, no. I won't premeditate about anybody. I'm just praying the Holy Ghost. Because I know what will come. I'm a man of the Spirit. Do you get me? Amen. Don't premeditate about anything. No, don't. Hallelujah. Don't premeditate anything. That's a cheap bait. We'll see that tomorrow. A cheap bait from the devil. And the moment you get on it, you begin to do it. It's called RNG. Remember what I told you? No fire, RNG. That begin to arrange it. RNG. Amen. Then they ask him, please, can you tell me some things about Michael? And they say, okay. Next time. RNG, Baba. And I small, Satan has gotten you, has cornered you. Hallelujah. But you're coming out of it. You're coming out of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. How do I know I'm losing the fire? You begin to lose taste for the things of the Spirit. Begin to lose taste for the things of the Spirit. You lose taste for the things of the Spirit. And this also includes, you begin to lose taste for attending your church meetings. Watch it. You are not in all your church meetings. You know, your church meetings too are spiritual activities. You're only coming for the word. You're not coming for prayer meeting. Okay, you're losing your fire. Amen. Okay, with me. You are choosing the meetings to attend. You are losing your fire. Can you hear me now? When you begin to choose meetings to attend in your church, your fire is going down. Something else is taking your mind. Your church meetings, you now choose you want to go. Then when you do not go, what are you doing? You are doing something else. Remember I told you, what takes away the fire is an activity that is not an activity that should stay the fire. It's not you doing nothing, you know, you are now taking on another activity. You know, you are no longer, in fact, you are not NEPA. You know what you call NEPA? Power holding, or your national grid. All of a sudden, we will not see you again. National grid, that's off. Amen. You have Yahweh out of church. You no longer see you. Now be coming only for teaching meeting. Come time for prayer. Huh? Now, wow. My father's church. We used to pray for just 2 minutes, 5 minutes. The longest prayer is intercessory prayer. And you know, you're not the one praying. You just close your eyes. Somebody will pray the intercessory prayer. And yours is just to do amen. We now read our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is the only long prayer. But this one, you will pray. What kind of prayer can somebody be praying that you'll be holding waist? What kind of prayer is this one? You pray, your waist will not be praying like this. You will not be praying like this. You will not be doing like this. You will not be doing like this. Let me just be going for teaching this. Oh God, you have missed, you have lost your fire. Amen. You have done what? The fire is being lost. You are losing fire. You are losing fire. Amen. You are losing fire. You don't choose you want to go to. Evangelism, we will not see you for evangelism. When church calls for evangelism, we're going out for evangelism. It should not be only workers. As the evangelism time is for workers alone. Two or three are gathered is evangelism. Why? I don't want my friend to see I'm carrying Bible. Your fire has gone. Amen. Amen. Don't want people to know that you are carrying Bible. How? How? I got born again feeling very happy to carry Bible. But I didn't even like the small Bible. The Gideon Bible. At some point, I stopped using Gideon Bible. I used Gideon Bible in the 1999, 2001. But I stopped using Gideon Bible because it's not man of God-ish. Big Bible. Hold it like this. Hold Bible. It's not some people have their Bible in their phone. And you're reading your Bible and WhatsApp messages dropping. You're checking WhatsApp, coming to Bible. Facebook drop, check, TikTok drop, Snapchat drop, everything drop in one app where Bible is. So God is put among tongues. Amen. But hold your Bible. I say, man of God, hold the Bible. Not you carry your Bible, put it in your back pocket. Now button it. Now people will not know are going to church. Carry your writing material, put it in your other pocket. Am I ministering to you, Emmanuel? Make put it in your back pocket. Amen. And then we walk in. Amen. The way he was looking at me like this, like I was ministering to him directly. Amen. Hold your Bible up! Say, where's your Bible? Oh, let me bring out my Bible. Have you seen people say, let me bring out my Bible? And they are opening their phone. Ah! Backsliding. Amen? Bring out your Bible! Dear man of God. Amen. Amen. Dear man of God. Let's open our Bible. Glory to God. We are going for evangelism with food. No, I have not my Bible. I can show you the word with my phone. The word is in my phone. What is in your phone? The word is in your phone. Yeah, word on the go. Not only on the go. Amen. See, I can tell you guys for free. I don't think there's anybody here that is more techie than me. I can bet anything. I don't think there's anybody here that is more techie than me. But if I decide to use my Bible, physical Bible, there's something there. Amen. That is. There was a time I told your pastor, everybody, I guess that was 2014 December, as we were getting prepared for December meeting, after our GPLR, like this GPLC, I told all of them, everybody should go and get a tab. And you guys will be men of God in front and black suit. I told them black suit, men of God in front. Carry your tab, man of God. For me today, I'm using this. Amen. I'm using this. It's not because of anything. It's because of the fact that this is Bible. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's round this up. Do an assessment today and do it all the time. Do an assessment. Okay, this is awesome. And do it all the time. An assessment. No, don't worry. Do an assessment of your day. and activities of your day. Do an assessment of the activities of your day and see what is taking God's fire. Do an assessment. See, you can't tell me you don't have time. There's always time, but you have not prioritized God. Do you get me? You have not prioritized God. Do an assessment. Amen. Don't say it was work. I understand work can be tedious, but create time to be found around the things of God. Right? In this year 2025, God is going to use you in your workplace. Your workplace is a gospel field. Your workplace is a mission ground. Amen. Too often we think workplace is just work. God is no. Your workplace is a mission field in 2025. It's a mission ground. Hallelujah. So we're going to take advantage of our workplaces too. Hallelujah. As God's mission field. Hallelujah. So, what do I do when I see the fire is going down? What do I do when I see that the fire is going down? When I've seen that, my prayer life is dropping. This is dropping. What should I do? One. Remember I said is to know the activity, right? So the first thing I would do is to make sure I prioritize going to church. Be around in all your church meetings. Because the first thing Satan does when he sees he's taking your fire is to take you away from church. It makes you feel you have lost your fire, you've lost everything. So stay away from church. Do you see that? That's what Satan does first. Stay away from church. Satan will just immediately want you out of church. And he knows when he takes you out of church, he's taking you out of where you can easily get back. Because the church, where the garden of believers is how you can easily be restored. You are easily restored in the garden of believers. So the first thing you do is to drag. See, understand how Satan played the game. He wants you out of church. So at that point, the reach of your pastor or brethren to you will become hard. So once it is hard for your pastor or brethren to get through to you, he knows that it will be hard for you to be restored. Sometimes you might say, okay, not go to your church, go to another church where nobody knows you. That's Satan playing with you or head. You don't go to a church where nobody knows you. You don't go and be sitting at the back bench, at least I'm still going to church. No. Get back to your local church. Amen. Get back to your local church. Get back to your church. Get back listening. Get back following all the activities. Right? Get back to it. Get back to it. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what you've done. Get back to it. Amen. Okay, let me. Yeah. Get back to your local church. Get back talking to your pastor. Get back to it. Because you know, your pastor has the fire of God in his life to set you on fire, to light you up, right? He has that ability to light you up. So you get closer to your pastor. When I mean get closer, get close. Get to talk to your pastor, right? Right? And then you catch the fire. You catch the fire back. Get back on your fire. Talk back, get closer to your cell leader. But you need that fire. That means I'll be around for cell meeting, prayer meeting, right? Evangelism, everything in church. Amen. See, when you are around these activities, Satan can't get you out. So when you are out already, first thing is to get back. Another thing too is to get to pray. Because something else you must see is Satan would, two very vital things that when you see that you have lost the fire, Satan tries to do. It makes you feel you are not worthy again to go back to your local church. It makes you feel you are not worthy to pray again. Amen. Amen. So you get back to pray. Right? You get back to pray. Start again. Start again. I won't lose my fire. So I will pray it back. I won't lose my fire. I will pray it back. I won't lose my fire. I will be found with believers. I will not lose my fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what to do when your fire is going low? Pray. What to do when your fire is going low? Pray. Be in church. Amen. Stay closer to believers. Stay closer. Be around believers who are doing the work. Believers who have the fire. Hope you are with me. Believers who have the fire. I remember years back, I would go ahead to meet my friend. When I see that, it's a drop. I'm going to meet my friend. And I'll tell him, let's pray. Let's just pray. I'm not even telling what has happened. I just say, let us pray. So we pray long. When we pray long, I discover whenever I'm done praying long with him like that, I go and then I start praying longer too. Do you get me? I just leave him and then I know that I've gotten it back. Be smart. Amen. Go for prayer meeting, pray. I say, I've gotten it back. Thank you, Jesus. And then move. I've gotten it back. And then move. Amen. Value laying on of hands. Value. Value. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Because the year 2025, I'm not going to joke with God's fire on my life. I'm not going to joke with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hope you're hearing me. I'm going to keep it burning. Amen. Amen. So I said in this year, I'll repeat it again. In this year, have prayer retreats, right? At least once in a month, individually. Personal retreat. Have, as I say, prayer, have personal retreat. Right? Personal retreats. Where you listen to message for a long hours and pray for a long time. Just, and then you not do it in your house. You go out to do it. Do you get me? Look for somewhere. If you have no place to go to. For those in Lagos, I usually would suggest go to Foursquare. Or where we use for VG. Usually would suggest that. But if you don't have a place, maybe you are not chance or opportunity. You use the daytime. Sometimes during daytime, nobody's at home. Everybody goes to work and maybe you are the only one at home. 8 to 4. It's a long time to have a retreat. Or you take on the road, listening to a message and you pray long. Make sure you have personal retreats. At least once in a month. Personal retreat. And I said it's not 1 hour, not 2 hours, right? Not 3 hours, not 4 hours. Minimum of how many hours? 6 hours. I said 6 hours. And I said, for when you are praying out prayer burden, minimum of how many hours? All this thing will be sent again to church groups so that you have it. Amen. Praying out burdens in prayer, 1 hour minimum. 6 hours when you are having personal retreats. Minimum 6 hours. Personal. I must not see my fire go up. I must not see it go in 2025. Amen. It can go off. Hallelujah. And it will be our endless tradition going forward. Just take out the time to pray. Take out time to have rituals. Hallelujah. Personal. And make sure you're always on fire. How do you preach the gospel? How do you reach out to the sick, the lost? Do it with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it be tangible. Let men see. When men see this, let them say, this man has the fire of the Holy Ghost. No room for RNG in 2025. No room for RNG. No room for substituting brass for gold. No room. We're not going to substitute brass for gold. Amen. We're not going to substitute brass for gold. No, we won't. We won't be high like Rehoboam. We have substituted brass for gold. We'll stay with God's word. We'll stay with the originality of God's work. Stay with it. We won't look for social media hypes. I'm always careful of social media hype. Because every person social media has made, social media always will madden. Watch it. People that fame made, fame always madden. I can tell you what I have studied for years. So why would I go for social media hype? Tell me. Tell me. Why should you go for social media hype? As your pastor, me. I'm even very reluctant to post some personal things in my life online. But some people, from the day they were born to the day they are going to the grave, is online. social media. You're just looking for likes. There was someone like that that shared a picture online and then untagged Yaba Left. You know, Yaba Left is a magazine. Yaba Left Online. You know that?
Yes.
Tagged Yaba Left. So I quickly chatted the person. I told the person, what are you looking for? I told the person, what really are you looking for? He said, no, I just wanted to add Yaba Left. I said, no. You're looking for fame. You're looking for popularity. That is too cheap. I told the person, that is too cheap. How can you be looking for fame? I'm your pastor. I told you guys, if I want to grow our social media handle, you guys don't know that I'm a tech person. To start having viewership of 1,000 in the next 1 week, I can do it. It's not hard. If I want to be sponsoring Facebook ads, all the ads to put out, it's not hard. Just make sure you are on content. But I know that would be me substituting brass for gold. Sometimes you guys will tell me, sir, let's do this one. Last time when we were having one of our meetings, you guys said, let's do one ad. I was reluctant. But okay, go ahead. There are some things I'm reluctant to do. Because you know what? I would always have to stand in the presence of one. In the audience of one, the audience of God, to give account of all I've done in the flesh. So what I cannot say to God that he led me to do, why will I do it? Amen. I posted my master's stuff after a while on my social media. Somebody will now say, congratulations. This year, thank God you got your master's this year. And I said, no. Got my master's. That was 2 years ago. They say, I say, yes. I just posted it this year. They say, wow. It's been a while. I said, So now you know my life. Abi. Amen. I'm taking on some other certifications in 2025 that nobody will know. Maybe till after 7, 8, 9, 10 years. You got your phone? So why must I do it for social media to see it? Be careful of fame. I told the person, you are looking for fame. Satan has got something on you. He said, no, I didn't see it like that, sir, didn't I? I watch people. My pastor will say, don't watch people's results. Look at their labor. Anybody can get results. As I don't pattern our church with what I've seen in other people's church. No. As I said, I don't put you under pressure. We'll get them. And the only way I know is prayer. All the glamour people see when we're having special meetings, see this man of God. Man of God is fresh. All those things is coming from here, 18 hours. This is where the decision is being made from now. GPLR, prayer retreat. Here you come, you pray. You not take your bath, you not brush your teeth, you are crying. Amen. I don't think I can pray without taking my bath. Well, you've done it. It's in hours. Amen. You didn't you pray. You prayed. Amen. I don't think I can pray without brushing my teeth. You prayed. You did not die. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We'll all pray the prayer. We'll all have sweet smelling savour together by the Holy Ghost. We'll pray it all. Amen. We'll bond together. We'll bond. I pray, say Jesus. Oh God. But we'll bond together. Amen. We will still pray the prayer. Amen. Amen. We'll still pray. Right? Right? He's born out of it. So tomorrow, when you see us doing things and having branches and growing, we did not do gimmicks.
Yes.
We prayed it out.
Yes.
We prayed it out. We prayed it out. And I believe in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let us thank the Lord where we are and make commitments this